ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the eighth supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on the supplication of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam when seeking refuge from evil traits and blameworthy actions. We are still in the first phrase, which is that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hayajanil hirs. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam expresses and says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the arousal of greed.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
What we started discussing in our previous session is that what is the origin of the greed that we find in ourselves, so that we know how to treat the greed, so that we can abstain from the greed and fight against the greed that has come in ourselves and that we have developed throughout the different years that we have seen. So it is very important to know what is the origin. In order for that, we said that we must study the soul and its faculties. And we mentioned a very beautiful passage from Mullah Hadi Sabzawari in his commentary of Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir, and he talks about the faculties of the human being, that the human being basically has three important faculties: the faculty of intellect, the faculty of comprehension, and then the faculty of appetite, that is al-quwwa al-shahawiyya, and then the faculty of anger, al-quwwa al-ghadabiyya. And we said that as he mentions in his beautiful work of commentary of Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir, he says that these three faculties have three states. One is the state of excess, one is the state of negligence, and one is the state of equilibrium. We don't want to mention the details, we already read out the details in our previous session, but in short, he mentioned that when these three faculties are in their states of equilibrium, then we find, for example, the intellect is in the state of wisdom. That is the balance of the intellect, the intellectual faculty. The faculty of desire and the faculty of appetite that we mentioned, its equilibrium is in the state of chastity, when a person is chaste and does not go through the excesses of this faculty, he is known as a person who is chaste. And with regard to the irascible faculty or the faculty of anger also, if you go and see the two extremes, they are blameworthy. The recklessness is blameworthy, and cowardice also in the other end is blameworthy. But the person who has the balance of this is known as a person who is intrepid and brave. So these, the bravery, chastity, and wisdom, when these three come together, the person is in the state of equilibrium of the soul. It is here that very good characteristics come out from him. But let us say he develops any kind of problem with regard to the balance, then you find that evil and blameworthy characteristics come out from him.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, it is important for us to also mention some interesting things that other scholars have mentioned with regard to the definition of hirs. For example, one of the very esteemed and great scholars who has written a beautiful commentary of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, and obviously this commentary overshadows so many other commentaries. It is known as Riyadu Salikin, the gardens of the spiritual wayfarers. It is written by a person known as Sayyid Ali Madani. In his commentary and exegesis of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, he says that it is said, he quotes many different sayings about the definition of hirs, which we translate as greed. He says that qila wa huwa taraful ifrat fi al-quwwa ash-shahawiyya at-taliba li shahawat ad-dunya wa idha waqa'a al-ifrat fiha talabat ma yadurru bid-din. That means that it is said that hirs is the exaggerated side of the faculty of appetite, which seeks the pleasures of the world. Hence, hirs and excess desire is an offshoot of the disequilibrium. All right. So, actually, if you go and see the reality, here, what Sayyid Ali Madani is trying to say, that one of the sayings about hirs is the same thing that we talk about when we say that, you know, the excess of the faculty of appetite is known as cupidity or gluttony. He says the hirs is this, basically, according to one of the definitions. Obviously, he doesn't say that I define it as that way. The definition he gives is, you know, the intensity of desire, which is a linguistic and lexical definition that is all right. But among the definitions he gives is the same thing that we call cupidity and sharah, and that is the excess of the faculty of appetite. He calls, or this person whom he is quoting from, he calls as, you know, hirs. He says this is the same thing as hirs. Sharah and hirs are one. But if you go and see our riwayat, we find that no, there is a difference. The difference is that this state of cupidity and the state of, you know, having excess of desire and shahwa is the force behind hirs. So it is as if this greed that comes about is because of that imbalance, which is sharah and cupidity. Not that the hirs itself is the sharah and cupidity, as some people mention, as he has quoted. For example, you find Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, shiddatul hirs min quwwati sharah wa da'fi ad-din. The intensity of greed is from the strength of cupidity and weakness of religion. So you find that he doesn't say that shiddatul hirs huwa quwwatu sharah. It doesn't mean that, you know, that hirs is sharah itself. That is, greed is cupidity. No, greed is not cupidity. Greed is an offshoot of cupidity. When a person has an imbalanced soul and he does excess with regard to his desire, then hirs comes about. So the origin of hirs is cupidity, the imbalance of the faculty of desire. Inshallah, we'll continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد